Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform. Today, we're going to be joined with one of the top prospects in the 2023 NFL draft at the O-line position. He was an All-Pac-12 first-teamer this past season at Utah. He made his way down to Mobile, Alabama for the Reese's Senior Bowl, and next week he'll be participating in the coveted NFL Scouting Combine. It's none other than Braden Daniels. Braden, you've had a fabulous career, and all that hard work has paid off. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's pretty good. Just got done getting some good work in down here at Pete Bomberito's in Florida.
Braden, can you hear me, my friend?
Down here. Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Hello, can you hear me?
I seem to have a technical difficulty. We see him in the call queue, and we just cannot hear him for some reason.
Can you hear me?
I'm going to try to figure this out while we get through the program, and we apologize for the technical difficulties. We had him on the phone earlier, and we had some trouble, so
Hello?
We're going to try to call back and get him back on. So give us a quick second as we try to repair this and get after this show, because I really want to talk to him and get everything situated with this fantastic draft
Hello?
Prospect.
Hello?
Braden, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, my man, at all.
Man.
Can you hear me now?
Is it like...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you
hear me?
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We got it. Excellent. All right. Well, hey, man. Well, all the accolades. Fabulous career. Welcome to the show. Heading to Indianapolis next week. Can you believe your time at Utah has kind of come and gone, and now you are literally knocking at the door of the National Football League?
Yeah, you know, exciting times. Just blessed to be here and want to go ahead and go to Indianapolis and just attack all the drills and do my best.
And before we end the show, I want to make sure I will get this out. Make sure you bring an extra duffel bag or suitcase, because you're going to get so much free stuff in Indianapolis at the Combine, where I've known players who have to literally give stuff away at the airport because they don't have enough. That's my advice, and that's your bonus for coming on the program right before the Combine. You get that tip. So let's get into the nooks and crannies. Were you always the bigger, better athlete from the get-go at a very early age when you were partaking in sports?
I definitely say at a younger age, I was one of the bigger athletes up until around like high school. And you know, you go to college and the playing field becomes a little more even. And then it comes about like who's stronger, who's more explosive, who's more athletic. And that's just kind of I try to you know use my resources and my God given gifts to my advantage and just be the best player I can be.
And then, lo and behold, you have accomplished that. You have done so much at Utah. And I think anyone who knows you or knows about you, your versatility and the way that you've persevered through the versatility. I mean, the time spent at guard, then you do some right tackle, then you move to left tackle this season. But you don't miss a beat. I think that's the thing we're all impressed about. How do you make it look so easy where you can transition through all five positions along that line, Braden, and not have any hiccups?
I really just embrace it, and I try to take it as a challenge, and I love challenges, and something that I want to take pride in is being able to play all five positions on the offensive line. And so that's something that I tried to work on, you know, just getting in the film room, staying on my playbook, you know, just getting different advantages of the game. But I feel like you're able to, you know, experience both sides of the game, you know, from the guard perspective and the tackle perspective. And guard is just more of a wrestling match almost, and the tackle is like a chess match.
Oh, that's a great perspective. I love that. I really, really thought about that like that, but that's a great way to get that. Did Coach Harding give you that, or is that something you kind of picked up yourself in terms of the wrestling match at the guard and the chess match at the tackle position?
No, Coach Harding, he definitely helped me out a lot and just always, like, preaching on being able to play a lot of different positions and being more marketable at the next level. And that's kind of just something that, like, I picked up, you know, having, because I was tackle in high school, and I had to teach myself, and with the help of my coaches, obviously, I had to teach myself how to play guard as well. And going back to tackle was just more of like kind of a natural fit. Just it was almost like it came easier to me. But playing guard is definitely it's chaos in there for sure. But it's something that's exciting and something that I try to embrace.
Well, you embrace it. Well, once again, Braden Daniels, the standout Utah Utes lineman here on the C2P, and he'll be making his way to that scouting combine. He was also in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, and again, a ton of accolades has followed his fabulous collegiate career. Braden, I got to ask, all the guys that come on the program, if you're in the film room, these NFL teams, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love them most about what they see on film? I guess, what are those hallmark home run abilities that are just going to help you get to that 53-man roster?
For sure. I definitely say some of my strengths are my athleticism and my feet and just how I'm able to get my feet in the ground and how quickly I'm able to replace them and just using that to my advantage and doing my best, you know, not to get beat. And then also like to pride myself on being a technician and, you know, just, I feel like technique is everything almost. And I want my technique to be perfect. So I'm not thinking about it when the game is going 100 miles an hour.
I promise you, when we get done, I'm going to send you a picture. I always have some notes written down about each one of our guests. This is what my notes for me when I want to reference you as a player, consistent and technically sound. And so I'll send you that photo. And you mentioned technically sound. So at least we're on the same wavelength there, Braden. This is your program, and I don't know at this point, especially you being down in Mobile, Alabama, and you being such a highly ranked prospect, but can anything go unnoticed about your game? This is your podcast. This is your show. I know they listen in. It could have been some of the systems you ran at Utah where you couldn't maybe showcase certain skills. What that could be, I don't know. Weight room warrior, team captain. Maybe you're a film junkie. I know you guys got the O-Block care, so you guys are great in the community. Anything to add to what I said?
For sure, you know, just being able to, I guess, like you said, you know, being able to, being like a film junkie and being a, I wouldn't say a weight room warrior, but I love to attack the weight room. I think the weight room just, it almost goes hand in hand because, like I said, you know, playing a guard, at the guard position and it being a wrestling match, you gotta have some strength and some power behind you. And I would say scheme wise, just I know we were inside zone, outside zone team in college, but I'd like to showcase my ability to block in space and use my athleticism in space to move blockers out the way.
Awesome, and I think that's something that you definitely have the athleticism to do. I know you don't want to give away your numbers as you head off to Indy for next week, but is there any particular drills? Could be all of them, and I know you want to do everything the best you can, but is there any one particular drill where you think you really might grab their attention or grab the media's attention as we watch this thing?
I for sure say I'm trying to get my 40 time down somewhere in the fours, in the high fours, and I like to say my explosiveness too, my vertical jump, and you know just basically, you know, the position specific work too. I think my feet are going to be able to, you know, showcase, and I'm going to be able to show what I can do, and I'm excited to embrace it and take on the challenge.
Awesome. Now, Braden, this is our first time talking, but you come across as a very polite young man, very easygoing, if you will. When do you flip that switch? When do you become that technician, but a ferocious technician in the trenches?
I say it starts, you know, in the off season, and like I said, attacking the weight room, and you know, there's four or five in front of you, and you got four or five sets of it, and you got to hit it every single week. And some days you don't want to go in there. You know, you might have a lazy day, or you might want to, you know, take some time off, but you can't, and you can't let your surroundings, you know, affect you. But I just say, you know, before every game, leading up to that game, throughout the week, you know, just talking to yourself, you know, having that positive mindset, and being able to just, you know, almost like, you know, speak your future into existence, and, you know, just tell yourself be great, you know, just do great things and keep working.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Braden Daniels here on the C2P talking about his 2023 draft outlook. Again, going to Combine, and as we know, that is the biggest accolade, the lottery ticket for all prospects to get that invite. It doesn't mean you're sold. That you've got a lot of work to do, and as you know that, and all the other prospects out there too, a lot of work ahead, but that is such a fabulous opportunity. Braden, we are almost out of time. These shows go so quick, but we always like to end it on a lighthearted note. We ask you a few off-the-wall questions we call three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's go.
All right. Now, where are you training? What facility?
I'm down here in Florida, Pete Bomberito's.
Okay, yeah. So you're with Pete. Fair enough. Say when you get back from Indy, I don't know how many more days you got left of training, but when you get back from Indianapolis and you get back into the routine, when you go back to Bomberito's, what trainer are you going to make work out? If you had the opportunity to pick somebody who makes you sweat every day and switch roles, who are you going to put through and make them, you know, go put them through some hell, if you will?
Man, I'd probably say, you know, Pete, you know, he's out there yelling at us all day. It's hot. You know, it's burning up, and, like, you know, we're just out there sweating. We're putting in work, and Pete is just – he's always on it and always on us and just trying to get us better. But I'd like to see him do some of the stuff that we do. But I know he did run track when he was in college, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be all right.
Yeah, and a big shout-out again to Pomerita Sports System, one of the top combine prep, top training facilities in the nation, and Braden's down there getting his work in. How about this one? Usually the offensive linemen are the biggest guys on the roster, hence you guys could be the biggest eaters. With that question said, who was the biggest eater amongst those Utah offensive linemen?
Man, I'm going to have to say either Michael Mokofisi or Keaton Bills. You know, those guys, I don't know what they were doing, but I just know they always had they had problems keeping their weight down. So they must have been eating pretty good.
Fair enough. And then the last one, my friend, as we approach this 2023 draft night, draft weekend, I assume you're going to be surrounded by family and friends. Braden, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to make for you specifically on draft day to celebrate your journey into the NFL?
I'm definitely going to have to say my uncle. He's out of Amarillo, Texas, Marvin Daniels. We've been trying to tell him to start his own little barbecue spot, but I'm gonna need some fillets, some ribs, some brisket, all of that. And he actually sent me some Texas brisket in the mail not too long ago, so I appreciate that. But I'm going to go with my Uncle Marvin.
Fair enough. Well, hey, your uncle is now on the clock for barbecue, and Braden, you are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. safe travels to you, my friend, as you head down to Indianapolis. Hopefully I'll run into you while we're down there in this great city. And as always, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight.
No, for sure. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is great indeed.
This has been a C2P exclusive.